Right on Radio.
Right on Radio.
Narrating the end of the world.
The end of the world.
This news just in.
Ready? Go, go.
We are your news now. Providing the play-by-play for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right on, right on, right on. Live right.
Live right.
In the real world. Right on Radio.
For continuous coverage, the latest information, separate fact from opinion. Get the truth.
Get the news.
You're listening to Right on Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Right on Radio. My name is Jeff. I am your host, and I'm going to be talking about the April 8th solar eclipse, as if you haven't seen enough about it. Well, the fact is there's been a lot of really interesting information about this, and I've come to some of my own conclusions as well, and I'm going to be sharing some interesting stuff about this particular things, and actually, I think it's meaningful, to tell you the truth. But if you have been listening to the show for the last few weeks, I had intended to do two shows about this particular event that's coming. And one of them I wanted to do as kind of a mockumentary, if I could suggest, just because there's so much false stuff that's put out there every time, and people put out predictions, and then they move the goalposts down, and you know, all these different things. And even this time, let's face it, you know, people have put out wild predictions. I came across a video, it was only 1 minute long, so I watched it, just knowing that this person is a false prophet. It was Julie Green. And you know, in 1 minute, she's promising, oh, God's going to strike down all your enemies and everything and all this stuff. And of course, if it doesn't happen, everyone who made all these wild predictions is going to say something like, well, it was cloudy. So it couldn't have worked. It was cloudy. Anyways, I wanted to put together this mock show just to do it. And with your permission, I'm just going to give you maybe 1.5 minutes or maybe even 1 minute of what I was going to say, and then I'll get into the real stuff. But before I forget, this show is being aired on Thursday, 7 o'clock Friday morning. Right after this, I've got a special guest lined up. It's going to be fantastic. For the Podbean Live, 9 a.m. Friday morning, Podbean Live. I'll be posting the links where I normally post links for the shows. And then when you really want to find out my full conclusion of what is going to happen, and it's just my thing, okay? I'm not saying it is, thus saith the Lord, none of that. But if you really want to know, then you got to join the Bible study on Sunday at 10 a.m., which is going to be on Rumble. And I think you'll see, I saw something in the chapter we're studying that not a lot of people have seen. I've never heard anyone talk about it in this way. So you'll see where I kind of get to my conclusion from. But first, let me just do this, the 1 minute that I was going to put out there, and just so you can hear some of the wild stuff I was thinking of. The National Guard has been deployed. There is going to be violence happening for a while. It is important that you stay in your homes. You should pray, but it's very important that you stay in your homes. It is true that Donald J. Trump has been restored to the presidency. He has brought JFK Jr. with him. The martial law is in place to ensure your safety. They are going to be cleaning up the streets and starting the mass deportation program as soon as possible, as soon as there is civil rest in there. There have been massive arrests happening. And yes, Michael Jackson has resurfaced. He never did die, and he has been a whistleblower this entire time.
Right on, right on, right on. Right on radio.
Right on radio.
Anyways, I wanted to put that clip in. I was going to do a full show and put evidences and stuff like that, like other people do. It really just wasn't worth my time, and it probably wasn't worth yours. However, if any of that stuff or all of it comes true, I have the ability to now edit this video down to just that little clip, and I will send it everywhere and then probably become a reoccurring guest on the Victory Network and do gnarly prophetic tours. Just kidding. All right, let's get into the solar eclipse. And we're going to take a little bit of a different look at it. The title of this show is Your Solar Reality Check. Let me just state this one more time. I really think that something is going to change after this date. I really do think that. It doesn't. Yeah, it was cloudy. But let's, before we get into the stuff that's happening this year and now, I think it's important to go back to last year just a little bit. And last year, you'll remember that Obama, former president of the United States, some say he's pulling the strings right now, put out a movie called Leave the World Behind. And you'll notice the girl is wearing this NASA shirt. You'll notice the ship coming in to port, you know, and doing damage. Like, there's a lot of similarities to things. And there's an animal in the middle of the road in the main poster of it. And one of the things that NASA is predicting during this solar event is that animals will go a bit crazy. So I just wanted to point that out before we get going here. Also, part of that Leave the World Behind, this is a screenshot from it about the cyber attack and the affected areas. And of course, you know, the world goes crazy in that movie. I'm not going to be analyzing that movie, but it's just an important note for you to hold on to as we go through the rest of this information. So I'm going to have some guiding principles as I look at the evidences, and so you can see what my thought process is and how I have arrived at some of my conclusions. So the first and foremost point that I'm going to use, so this is what you have to have in your mind as you're going through this, or at least if you want to follow along with my alleged head. God is in charge, and his word is true. Okay? So that's my number one guiding principle. God is in charge, and his word is true. Number two, the devil is real and has permission to do certain things. And he does have permission. He is known as the small g god of this world. He is the prince of the air. And you have to, and I'm not going to read a ton of scripture in this, but be sure that the devil is real and that God's word is true, which means his word will be fulfilled. Okay? So those are the two main guiding principles. The other thing is, when you want to understand reality, at least this is my understanding of it, is everything starts and is commanded in the spirit. I've given the example 1,000 times. You don't take actions without thought first. thought is actually a spiritual thing. How do we pray? We talk to God. It's through thought. It's not like he has a great listening device. He's hearing our words. Well, listen, he probably can hear, but that doesn't matter. It's your thoughts, and your thoughts are not physical. They are spiritual. You cannot touch a thought. So everything starts in the spiritual dimension. Number four, politics of this world mimic what is happening in the spirit. If you believe that things start in the spirit, then it just makes sense that politics, the rulers of this world, the big money people, the powerful people who are pulling the strings, it's mimicking what is happening in the spiritual world. Number five, to figure out what is going on in this world and my common logic and deduction in this whole eclipse event that is going to be happening, or what it is going to set off, probably more accurately to my opinion. Number five is, what psychological operation is being told to us? There are narratives that are being put out there everywhere by mainstream media, by alternative media. What are the psychological operations? Number six, in reality, what is happening in this world? Never mind the psychological operation, what people are telling you is happening. What can you see with your eyes? What is happening? And number seven isn't as much a guiding principle, but I guess it's really what the goal is in this, and what is the message to the world and to believers. And I want to just say, along with number one and number two guiding principles, when I read his story, meaning the Bible, but also history, so I've just kind of combined them, read his story, he speaks to us. And so I have a presumption of some revelation from reading the Bible. This show is not to scare anyone. In fact, I believe you're going to be comforted at the end. But I want you to know that where the Spirit of the Lord is found, there is liberty. That's from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. So you will be free. You will be. Even if it's in a FEMA camp. Look, God's word will be fulfilled. His word is true. He doesn't specifically mention FEMA camps, so that's some good news. Oh, the top part of the scripture is cut off here. Anyways, it's from Genesis chapter 1, the creation, and he created day for night. He put the sun and the moon in there, and they shall serve as signs and for seasons, for days and for years, and they shall serve as lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and it was good. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also. God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. Key words. And God saw that it was good. Now, when we go into the sun, I'm not going to play too deeply in any category here. This is more for a general understanding and do a general outline of the events that are going on with this eclipse. But the esoteric beliefs of the sun is, the sun is the most powerful source of energy in our solar system, and its energy is essential for all life on Earth. Well, we believe that. It is believed that the sun's energy can be harnessed to promote spiritual healing, growth, and transformation. The sun's energy is also associated with spiritual awakening and enlightenment. Now, I want to also say that's the esoteric belief. Many Christians believe that the sun, the S-U-N, is representative of the sun, Jesus Christ, S-O-N, in the fact that it is what gives life to us. And Jesus is the light in the darkness, right? So some very good parallels there as well. Now, is when we talk about the moon, because this is about a solar eclipse, folks. So in esoteric beliefs, full moons amplify energy rituals during this phase and enhance intuition, creativity, and healing. And you also have to recognize that it's the pull from the moon that creates the waves and the tides, and it's lined up with a woman's menstrual cycle. It is all kinds of things, but this is, in biblical terms, this is a dim light in the darkness, which means God never truly lets us be in the complete dark. So there's been a lot of talk about this. There's been a lot of false stuff put out. So what I'm showing you on the screen, and if you're listening on Podbean, you've probably seen the X drawn over the United States of America. Now, the solar eclipse does touch Canada, does touch Mexico, but I am of the opinion this is all about the United States. It goes across the country. The X meets in Little Egypt. That's the crosshairs of the two things. That is true. Egypt is representative of the world's system. Now, there's been a lot of talk about this eclipse going through seven Ninevehs. And actually, there's some great videos, and some people have put out really good information about this. However, when you look at the official maps and they decide how wide the actual total eclipse is, it only goes through two Ninevehs. Now, there are six more Ninevehs that are really, really close to it, but it doesn't actually go through them. So when people say it goes through seven Ninevehs, I guess it depends on what they say, but it does go through Nineveh. And I'm not going to get into all the astrological stuff because, first of all, I don't want to depend on an app for my information because the apps are programmed by other people and I don't trust a lot of the people that program apps. And I don't know enough about astronomy to really tell you the difference. So I'm going to focus on the stuff that I can decipher. Now, many people say that this could be an X on the United States. Some people say it could be a Tav, which is the very last letter in the alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet. And the Tav is represented by a cross. It could be. It could be either one, but we do know it is an X for sure. Maybe a Tav. And one other thing I want to point out as we're examining this solar eclipse, this is not a work of the devil. This is a work from God. And as we learned in Genesis, and it says in many other parts in the Bible, including Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, all kinds of places, that the sun and the moon and the stars are to tell you seasons and stuff like that. So this is, and God does this stuff intentionally. And this is 7 years after the eclipse, almost 7 years after the eclipse of August 2021, which was at the very beginning of Trump's term, as you'll remember. But know that this is from God. Whether he's saying anything to you or not, well, that's up to you to determine. We'll find out. Now, the other thing that is being said a lot, and you'll see a lot of people talking about a previous partial eclipse, that's just an annual eclipse. And when they put that over the X that we are looking at with the total eclipses, it forms an aleph, which is the very first letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And people are saying, see, it's the alpha, the omega. This is God. Okay, it is God. However, when you look at it's when people show examples like this, I don't think it's very honest, because when they show a map with all the partial eclipses and stuff like that, the map is a mess. You can't make anything of it. So if I just take out all these other ones and I put this up, you have the aleph. So I don't think that the aleph is accurate either. One guy, and he's kind of a gnarly guy, so I can't even remember his name, but I saw him on one of these shows. I was interested to see what they were saying. And he brought up a really good point, however. You know, and a lot of people are saying the first eclipse of August of 2017, it entered into the United States in Salem. Salem, short for Jerusalem, you know, the promised land. America kind of seems like a promised land as well. But it entered in through Salem, but it exited the United States when it went completely across the country in Fort Sumter, South Carolina. That's significant because that is where the U.S. Civil War started, was there. Now, this solar eclipse happening on April 8th comes up through Mexico and then into Texas, and the first spots it hits is Eagle Pass, Texas, which really was the beginning of the end of that particular Civil War. Now, the Civil War, I think, officially ended in Galveston, Texas, but there it can be said the beginning of the end really started at Eagle Pass there. So the first one, if we're going back to just the two, the first one ends at Civil War beginning, and this one begins at Civil War ending. Now, that man went on to say that means we have 40 days to, you know, to fast and to pray and repent and stuff like that. And I don't know about the 40 days, but we'll just say that, well, let me just spit this out. God can say multiple things using signs in the sky. He's not limited to any one thing. And he has given us a lot of clues with this of things that he is perhaps saying. But how can I word this? Just be sure that it is God. And God loves you. He loves all of his people, and he'll take care of his people. I actually was going to say something else, and I lost my train of thought on it. That's what happens when I don't edit. Anyways, let me continue on with the solar eclipse and some of the evidences. Remember, God is the guiding principle. God is real. His word will be fulfilled. Satan is there as well. What are the psychological operations and what are the things going on? Well, I think we need to start at the Super Bowl of 2024. If you'll remember, it was Usher. And it seemed like the ritual they were performing was to usher in something. In fact, a new age. was what they were doing. And we are entering into the age of Aquarius astrologically. I don't follow that stuff, but it's true. And, you know, when we look at the theosophical texts, the Gnostic texts, and stuff like that, they all point to the year 225, 2025, being a new thing. So is this a new beginning of some kind? Well, we don't know for sure, but it sure feels like something is happening. So Usher was there ushering in something new. And I pulled up this picture in particular. If you remember the decode, she is the whore, the harlot here. She's dressed in the red, scarlet, and he is white. It's the sperm meeting the egg was the decode, which brings birth. Did you know that going back to 1904, Aleister Crowley was in a pyramid in Egypt, and he channeled from some deity the Book of the Law? The Book of the Law is, to many occultists, their Bible. It's, you know, and, you know, the famous line from Aleister Crowley and the biggest quote from the Book of the Law is, "Do what thou wilt, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." And he channeled this book and wrote it over 3 days, April 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. It's just interesting timing with all that is going on. Also, you've heard by now that NASA is launching 3 rockets. They're going to be launched at 45-minute intervals. The middle one is going to be launched at 3:33. NASA always does Masonic stuff, so that doesn't bother me so much. It's just I'm used to it, I guess. But the thing that this mission is named after Apep, which is a serpent deity of ancient Egyptian mythology, nemesis of the sun deity Ra. The sounding rockets will launch from NASA's Wallops Flight facility in Virginia. Now, this deity is also to do with destruction. Okay, sorry, chaos and destruction. So why would NASA name these 3 rockets and one of them being launched at 3:33? I think it's a show. However, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the CERN, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But one thing that I do want to say about NASA, because everybody has been saying this on their videos, that NASA is, the word is derived from the Hebrew word nashah, which means deceiver. And all the flat earth people do this all the time. They always say it's NASA's the deceiver. It's, look, I've looked it up. I looked up the ancient Hebrew. It's nowhere close. NASA is an abbreviation. It does not come, like, it doesn't even sound right when you say NASA. That doesn't sound like NASA, right? NASA. I can't convolute the one. However, the one that is closest in the Hebrew is like a Nasai, and it means to lift. So NASA does not mean deception. I want to break that myth as well. I've been fact-checking everything on this for you. And fact-check me, of course. Now, CERN is the Large Hadron Collider that you know is, it's in Sweden and it goes across, it's on Apollyon's seat, where they say the seat of the Satan is. But there's a quote I want to read to you from CERN. This is from the Director for Research and Scientific Computing at CERN. And he says, the Large Hadron Collider says the Titanic machine may possibly create or discover previously unimagined scientific phenomena or unknowns unknowns. For instance, an extra dimension. Out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it. Portals. Think of Genesis 28, Jacob's ladder. That is what I believe they're trying to do. And why do I believe that? Well, look at their logo. It has three sixes in it. No coincidence. And right beside that, if you're viewing this on the screen, you're going to see the statue of Shiva, which is a statue of chaos and destruction from the Hindu culture. And in this particular thing, she's doing her dance, but she's standing inside of what looks like a portal to me. But that's Hinduism. What does that have to do with anything, right? Revelation 9, verse 11. 9:11. Can't make that up. And they had a king over them, which was the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in Greek the tongue hath his name Apollyon. And you might remember that famously Abaddon or Apollyon was handed the keys to open up the pit and let the locusts out. Now, I just thought of something. Have you heard about the millions upon millions of cicadas that are coming out of the ground? This event hasn't happened in a couple hundred years. And by the way, the last time we had a big solar eclipse like this a couple hundred years ago, there was a big earthquake and there's some cicadas, but now there's these cicadas coming up, which kind of resemble locusts. And they're coming up on the date that CERN is doing this major experiment on April 8th in tandem with the full total eclipse. And NASA's launching rockets, trying to go at the sun. Wonderful. All on the same date that Aleister Crowley channeled Satan and wrote the book of the law. And by the way, Satan did some kind of ritual that actually, you know, brought something in. Many people believe that. You know what? I don't want to spook you, but this is spooky. And I was going to save some of this stuff for the end. I'm going to give you the two different ways I think it's going to go at the end. So please wait. But I'm going to tell you, when I look at these things, I think, what are they going to bring in? I don't think we're going to see giant angels flying in through some black hole portal and the Nephilim standing on. And there, people are saying this, by the way. People have these theories out there that all these big Nephilim are going to come through. And I don't think that's going to happen. You know what? I've spent too much time reading guys like Albert Pike and reading the theosophical stuff, but also comparing it to the Bible. And I think what they're trying to bring in is somewhat of a transformation of humanity. And I know some people, even in the Patriot movement, would hear that and go, "Good, it's our ascension, dude." I don't think they're bringing in ascension. I think they're bringing in chaos. That would be one of my theories that I would put forward to you. So I think they're bringing through more demons, or attempting to, and they want to bring in chaos. Having said that, I want to tell you something that I'm feeling in my spirit. And just take that for what it's worth. It's what I'm feeling in my spirit. I'm really sensing that God is interrupting their plans, and that God is causing confusion in the enemy's camp. You know, the devil has been planning these things for hundreds of years, thousands of years, as, you know, technological things came up. Maybe he's changed his plans along the way, but God knows his plans. And God's not going to let it go smooth for him. God's going to let him come into power. Make no mistake about it. The Antichrist will rise eventually. But I think God is causing confusion, and things aren't going to be so bad. That's just my sentiment to you. But I believe it in my heart. I honestly do. So other things that are going on, almost every state that has a full totality has declared a state of emergency. Why is this important to know? Well, when these governors and mayors and everyone else declares states of emergency, they get emergency power. How did that go during COVID? How did that go? They get emergency powers. So how long it lasts, we'll see. But also, it is important to know that the National Guard, and I have the quote on here from Newsweek, National Guard to be deployed for solar eclipse 2024. So they're deploying the National Guard, and they have high alert on a lot of cities. You know, we haven't had that for a solar eclipse. We didn't have that for the one in 2017. All these things are happening in 2024, which I've always said, this is the year we're going to know which way this thing is going to play out. One of the very first videos that came out, and it went viral, about this solar eclipse was a younger black man who had a meeting with a sheriff, or a sheriff talked to him, and he allowed him to put out this information that all the sheriffs met, and they were debriefed by Homeland Security about concerns of bioweapons because people are assembling en masse. That story didn't sit with me, and I'm just telling you, it doesn't sit with me, because they could do that at an NFL game. They could do that, you know, in any number of places where people are concentrating en masse. But remember, one of the criteria on our guidelines was, what is the psychological operation that is going on right now? And of course, just in the last couple of days, hey, a new bird flu jumped from a bird to a cow to a human. And, you know, that they're predicting something is going to happen. But I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is, the best defense against a bioweapon is to support your immune system. And there's nothing faster or better or more well-studied than this particular variscular, Coriolis variscular mushroom that you can get. It's for people and pets, because you want to love your pets too. Go to ROR.PetClub247. .com. And I know I'm just throwing this in because it's a perfect time. I got one more to come. But honestly, it's a great product. And if you don't like taking capsules, buy the cookies or the coffee. Coffee's a bit expensive for me. It's delicious. I had it this morning. But the chocolate chip cookies are off the charts good. So one of the narratives out there is bioweapons. But also, when we check out in reality what we have seen happen, and this is just since Joe Biden has been in the presidency, 96 United States food processing plants have burned to the ground, out of operation. 96, not to mention what's happened with cattle's, with chickens, with farmland is being devastated by fire, forest fires, cropland, and people are being forced out of the suburbs and towards cities. Folks, no matter what narrative you hear, and patriots saying everything's under control or whatever, this is stuff you see with your eyes. So don't discount it. The U.S. government listed the probability as being one of the most highly probable attack on the U.S. will be an EMP attack. And if it is against the whole country, they say it will take years to restore power and 90% of Americans would die. The United States Congress published a report saying that is a very likely thing. Now, they're not saying it's likely it would be continental. It's likely it would be certain areas. So I don't want to be an alarmist or anything like that. But that does bring up, protect yourself from an EMP attack by going to EMPShield.com and use coupon code ROR to save $50. All right, that's all for my commercials. And I didn't put in those slides just to run commercials. Food processing plants are going down, cattle's being killed, forestation's being burned, train derailments and stuff like that are poisoning the waters all around us. We know about the chemtrails. We know about the poisons they're putting in our foods. Now there's some people who say, well, it's a white hat operation. We're getting rid of the toxins and stuff. Maybe. Okay. Okay. But I see this with my eyes. I don't see people going to jail. The U.S. dollar right now is at a critical point. More countries are joining the BRICS, and the U.S. economy, kind of, the dollar looks like it's going to implode. It's not if, it's when, and when seems imminent. We're also looking at possible World War III, folks. You know, just the other day, Israel hit Iran's embassy in Damascus. This is serious stuff. China even has condemned it. China and Iran and Russia are working together. And you've got this place called the Dome on the Rock, which they want to replace with the temple. And don't forget, we have the migration crisis. Millions upon millions of military-aged men, you hear that all the time, that's a psychological operation that is happening on the news. So we have concerns around the world, we have concerns domestically, and it just so happens, speaking of civil war, remember the two paths, the cross of the last two total eclipses? The Civil War movie is coming out April 12th. So I guess Friday. And by the way, April 12th happens to be the anniversary because the previous Civil War in the United States started on April the 12th as well. And we know that they put stuff out. They're projecting it upon people. Don't forget, in Israel, they got the red heifers ready. That means they're serious about building the temple. Oh, and by the way, you know that Israel let down their guard and, you know, essentially did a 9-1-1 on themselves so that they could do all this stuff. So they go to war. They want that temple taken down. And if that happens, it probably will be World War III. Yay! But seriously, folks, we're in a spiritual battle. And we know God's plans because God has written the book. And God promises to take care of you. Doesn't promise you won't go through hard times. So we've read the good book, and I've also read the Gnostic texts, The Great Awakening. That is a Gnostic text, folk. It's from the occult. What can I say? But you know what? Even though I know it's from the occult, and just hear me out for a second here, is it really a totally bad thing? Now, if you follow New Age stuff, it is, of course. However, it's my perception then the last few years, a lot of people have come to Christ. Maybe they haven't got the doctrine all sorted out. Maybe they're following some false pastors and stuff like that. But more and more people have come to Christ. And you can follow some false teaching as long as your heart was in it when you gave your life to Christ. And is it better, even for those who are not born again, if more and more people find out what's been happening in the world and just learn some truth? So even though the Great Awakening is part of the devil's plan, we know it because it's in his books, okay? It's in his books. God can take the devil's plans and turn everything for his glory. So keep that in mind. God can do it. I'm not saying he is. Well, actually, I think I will say he is. Because God only does things that are for his glory. And he's turned so many terrible things in the past to his glory, which brings up dark to light, folks. I want to spend a minute here talking about dark to light. You all know what it is. It's out of the darkness and into the false light. If you listen to my Podbean lives, I've discussed this a number of times. And it's important to note that if the world doesn't go from dark to light, the scriptures can be fulfilled. You don't have to go into a false light for the scriptures to be fulfilled. If the world does transition into this false utopia, New Atlantis, that the devil wants to use as part of his deception, the scriptures will still be fulfilled. Now, I've just been thinking about this in the last couple of days, so maybe my opinion will change. In fact, maybe on the broadcast tomorrow it will, because I'm bringing in someone who has a very different view. I've got a great special guest. John from We've Read the Documents will be with me. Now, if we stayed in the dark and we don't go to the light in this dark to light thing, that I think really they want to use this, the enemy wants to use this solar eclipse as a time to usher in, using the moon and sun power and all their crap that they have out there, all their occulty ritual stuff. They want to bring in chaos because they bring order out of chaos. But let's say the world doesn't agree with it and it doesn't work. Well, he can still fulfill his plans, because guess what? He's got people like Klaus Schwab sitting there, and the Rothschilds, although their dynasty seems to be falling. Right now, the central bank is still operating, folks. At least it appears to be. But they can cyber attack and wipe out everyone's bank accounts because everyone has all their stuff in digital. You could be zeroed out tomorrow or Monday. And then we would have famine. We could have all kinds of things. They could do an EMP attack. They could take us out. They could launch nukes. They can bring about all this stuff and create their one world order in multiple other ways. Now, if they let it go to this New Atlantean thing, which I think is going to be a complete lie, I think it's going to be a false piece. I think it's going to be the light. I think we have a couple more good years, maybe a little bit more comfort for a little bit longer, where we can get more people into the kingdom for that little bit of time. But I think they want to use it's easier to force people to go to the digital currency beast system if they're willing to do it, if it solves a problem for them. So the light side rises, it takes down the dark side, and then we go, wow, that's great. And I trust the heroes who brought this in, like Donald Trump and probably a few other world leaders involved as well, and they're all going to come together. According, that's at least what a lot of people think. And it seems to have some truth to it. Because we do see things like the Rothschilds and the Satanists and, you know, these world leaders and the stuff they do has come out of the darkness and it is in the light right now. And with this Puff Diddy thing, which, you know, I think is intentional timing right now, it's waking up people to a lot of stuff. Oh my goodness, these guys did that. And even if they don't know about the satanic stuff, if they just think, well, these rappers all have butt sex, that's a big awakening to a lot of normal people. So this stuff is being exposed. Now, I want to show you this map one more time, because the next slide, many of you have seen this already, but it's pretty wild. You see where that cross, the center point, goes over the U.S. Look at where the cross intersects in the United States Space Command logo. Here, let me make it big. And a lot of people said the Space Force is in charge of some stuff. And look, I think there is a plan somehow. It's a deception. So, speaking of the solar eclipse, there's Donald Trump in 2017, boldly looking towards the sun and pointing at it with no glasses on. I know there's people out there saying you don't need glasses. I wouldn't take the chance. I would wear glasses. Hey, so tomorrow, actually, before I get to this slide, some closing thoughts. Nothing could happen. As I said at the beginning, could be cloudy. nothing happened. But there's too many things, and there's too many people reacting and too many institutions reacting to this, that it just makes me feel there's something more. And the fact that this is kind of a rare occurrence that these things would be happening within 7 years. 7 is a biblical number. Every number is biblical. Never mind that comment. It's silly. But happened within 7 years. It seems that things are changing. And, you know, whether you see an X or a Tav in that picture, it's quite possible that God is sending a message to the United States. Now, the message is always going to be repent. Anytime God says a message to anyone, it's going to be repent, okay? Because you're a sinner. Repent. And even those of us who are born again, repent, because you're still a sinner. Repent. He is holy, so be holy. It's an impossible task, but we give it our best shot. This could be a marking on the United States of God's protection. This could be a marking of his protection. And a lot of people say Donald Trump is a bad guy. And, you know, he's said publicly he was in the club. He said it. Look, he has the Ark of the Covenant in his house. What kind of a decoration is that? He had in his penthouse in New York City. It's like, you know, it's like Apollyon is all across it. And so there's a lot of signs that say he's not a good guy. But God can use whom he wants. And it's no coincidence that, you know, the people in Israel, they made that coin, the temple coin. And on the flip side, there's on the one side's the temple. And the other side was Donald Trump and Cyrus. And Cyrus took Babylon down without firing a shot. Donald Trump didn't get us into any wars. He prevented wars. He made deals. He made prosperity. Maybe we're not right at the end. Now, God could use Donald Trump to bring in the digital currency system, which is where I'm leaning. I think he's the forerunner for that, and to go into the end times. But no one knows. Maybe God is giving this as a sign. He's got our backs. You know, America has been the most giving nation in the world's history. And although, you know, there's a lot of secularism, especially on the coasts, when you get into the Midwest and in the Bible Belt, there's some God-fearing people. So that is a possibility. The other possibility is it's judgment. X marks the spot. I don't know which way it's going to go, but join me on Sunday for the Bible study. It's on Rumble at 10 a.m. and we'll continue on. And I'm going to show you some things that just really stuck out to me. And I think it really only stuck out to me because of the way that we conduct these particular studies. And I think there was no coincidence that, and I didn't plan it, certainly, I'm not smart enough to do it, that we ended up right here in the Bible study. So please do join me on Sunday. Also, Friday morning, 9 a.m., Podbean Live. The posts, the links will be out there. Join live afterwards. The live link doesn't work when the live is concluded. Then after it processes, I'll post the link later in that day. It'll be available for replay. But if you could join live, totally appreciate you. And you could also, in, you know, come in the chat and stuff like that, which is really, really good. So thank you, everyone. Oh, don't forget prayer Saturday night at 8 p.m. on our Telegram main channel, Right On Radio, 8 p.m. Saturday night. And mark your calendars, because April 17th, which is a Wednesday night, we're going to be doing a very special edition of the ROR Narrow Path Prayer Ministry, where we're going to start out with some teaching from yours truly. I'm going to do some teaching, and each of the members of the prayer team are going to do, you know, 2 to 5 minutes each of teaching, and then we'll get into our regular meeting. But you don't want to miss it. And by the way, I'm not going to record it. So if you don't catch it live, well, if you miss it, you miss it. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed this presentation. If you did, leave a comment. You know, not often. Too often I don't get comments. And I understand it's because I don't ask often enough. But the thumbs up and the comment things are good. And I read every single comment. So in the meantime, remember, the mission statement of Right On Radio is love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, and make a difference in your community.